Hey everyone, ready to dive into some serious Filipino celebrity fortunes?
I am.
Awesome. Today we're taking a deep dive into, it's an article called Update Philippines' Wealthiest Stars, the top 30 richest Filipino celebrities of 2025.
Sounds juicy.
It is. It really is. And we're not just gonna like list off names and numbers.
Yeah.
We're going deeper. How'd they build these empires?
Exactly. The how and the why.
Yeah. What does it say about making it big in Philippine showbiz these days?
Yeah.
Buckle up because we're talking some serious figures here. We're talking Manny Pacquiao,
Oh, wow.
12 billion pesos.
Wow.
And you remember the whole Aldub phenomenon
Oh, yeah. How could you forget?
that launched Alden Richards like into a whole other level of wealth?
Yeah. It's amazing how diverse the paths to wealth are. It's not just actors and singers.
Right.
It's like entrepreneurs, investors, you know.
Savvy business people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so let's start at the top, the top 10. And honestly, you cannot talk about Filipino celebrity riches without Manny Pacquiao.
Right. He's in a league of his own.
He's like a category all by himself.
It's true. 12 billion pesos. Boxing turned into this empire. I mean, endorsements, politics, even his charity work.
Right.
It all just adds to the Pacquiao brand. He's like the master of turning influence into income.
It's true, he's the ultimate Filipino success story.
Absolutely.
Rags to riches, global icon, it's inspiring. But then you have someone like Willie Revalame,
Oh, yeah.
4 billion pesos, built his fortune on, television, real estate, even music.
Right.
You remember Boom Tara Tara?
Catchy, isn't it?
It's stuck in my head now.
That's Revlon's genius, though.
It is.
He created this
He
brand
did.
that's like synonymous with Filipino noontime entertainment.
Yeah.
I mean, every time I turn around, there's a new Revlon property popping up.
It's amazing. And then there's Gretchen Barreto coming in with 2.6 billion pesos. She's got
Wow.
the talent, business smarts, and that Barreto family name.
That's got to count for something, right?
The Barretos are practically Philippine showbiz royalty.
I know.
It's a reminder that, talent is super important, but
Yeah.
having those connections, it can give you a boost.
It can boost you up there. But even with the connections, you still got to have the talent and the drive to make it.
Oh, absolutely.
Speaking of drive, you can't talk about longevity without Sharon Cuneta.
The megastar.
2.5 billion pesos.
Yeah.
Decades in the industry. Hit songs, blockbuster films, TV, even business ventures.
Masterclass in staying relevant. The entertainment landscape here has changed so much,
It has.
but she's adapted
That's
and
strong.
thrived through it all.
She has. It's amazing.
It's a testament to her talent and her connection to the Filipino audience.
It really is. She's been a constant in a world of change, and that is impressive. And speaking of powerhouse women,
Oh, yeah.
Bea Alonzo, 1.4 billion pesos.
Wow.
She's not just a box office queen.
She's got her fingers in several business pies as well. Is it more common now, though, for celebrities to like build these brands outside of acting?
I think it's a growing trend, and it's a smart one.
Yeah.
The industry is fickle. You know,
Yeah.
having those different streams of income
Right.
offers stability.
It
You
does.
know, look at Bea Alonzo. She's not putting all her eggs in one basket.
Exactly.
She's got endorsements, businesses, and she's still at the top of her game.
She is.
A multi-pronged approach to wealth building.
I like that. And you know what they say? Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly.
But it's not just the women making these moves.
Right?
We've got Piola Pascual at 1.1 billion pesos, Ding Dong Dantes at 1 billion. Good looks and business smarts, they can go together.
They can, and what's interesting is we've both transitioned from just those acting roles.
Right.
They're directing, producing,
Right.
taking control, and that often translates to more money.
It does. They're creating opportunities, not just waiting for them. And Ding Dong Dantes, with his investments, he's not afraid to think outside the box.
Not at all.
But then you've got the veterans, the icons. Staying power really pays off. Aga Mulak, 990 million. Ann Curtis, 880 million. How do they stay relevant for so long?
Aga Mulak has this timeless appeal, you know.
Yes, Saida.
He's the classic leading man,
He is.
but he chooses roles that resonate, and he's built a reputation, consistency.
He's got that special something, and Ann Curtis is like a chameleon,
She is constantly reinventing.
reinventing herself,
Yeah.
acting, hosting, modeling, and now her own cosmetic line. That's smart.
She's a master brand builder. She gets her audience,
He does.
gives them what they want.
And then there's Catherine Bernardo, 850 million pesos.
She's a phenomenon, a huge fan base,
She is.
which she leverages brilliantly.
She does. She's like the golden girl of Philippine cinema, and she's not even 30 yet.
Yeah.
It's amazing to see these young stars, they're taking control. They're not just riding the wave, they're building their own ships.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a whole new era, you know?
Yeah.
But it's not just about youth and ambition.
Right.
Hey, Gloria Romero.
Oh, yeah.
840 million.
Wow.
Proof that you can build that legacy of wealth, like, across generations.
She's practically royalty in Philippine cinema.
She is.
You know, I've always admired how Gloria Romero has just, like, maintained her elegance and grace throughout her career.
Yeah.
It's like she found the secret to aging gracefully, both, you know, personally and professionally.
There's a wisdom and a timelessness to her appeal. It transcends trends.
It really does.
Smart choices, invested wisely,
mm-hmm.
built that brand that's just class and sophistication.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of building a brand, look at Heart Evangelista.
Oh, yeah.
700 million. She's blended acting with fashion and art.
It's like she's living a fairy tale.
It is kind, isn't it?
From TV screens to high fashion art, she turned her personal brand into a gold mine. But it makes you wonder how much of it is genuine passion and how much is, like, calculated business strategy.
I think it's got to be a bit of both.
Yeah, probably.
You got to have the interest, but also be smart about marketing yourself.
Yeah.
Building that brand. Heart Evangelista seems to have found that balance.
She does. She really does.
And speaking of powerful women.
Yeah.
Marian Rivera, our Capuso primetime queen.
Yes.
602 million. Iconic roles. Endorsements. And she has a knack for business.
She really does seem to have it all.
She does.
I'm impressed with her business ventures.
Yeah.
It's one thing to endorse, but it's another to create your own.
Exactly. Shows real entrepreneurial spirit.
It does. It does. And then we have Alden Richards, our Pambon Sangbae, 592 million. Remember we talked about that Aldub phenomenon?
I do, yeah.
It launched him to superstardom.
Yeah.
He rode that wave all the way to the bank.
He did, but it's not just riding the wave. It's what you do on it. In Alden Richards, he's made smart moves, investing in food, real estate.
Right. Yeah.
Shows that business acumen that often goes unnoticed when you're in the spotlight.
Yeah, it's easy to think that celebrities just spend all their money on lavish things.
Right. Right. Except,
he's thinking long term, which is smart. And he's not the only one.
Yeah.
Barbie Forteza, 541 million, proving that the younger generation is just as savvy when it comes to building wealth.
It's encouraging to see them taking control, you know?
It is.
Investing in their future.
Mm-hmm.
Shows maturity, a forward-thinking mindset.
It's a whole different world than it was even 10 years ago.
It is. Very different.
It's inspiring.
Yeah.
So this brings us to an interesting trend.
Okay.
Celebrity power couples.
Yes.
Vic Soto and Pauline Luna combined 550 million pesos.
Wow.
Individually, they're successful, but together.
Powerhouse.
A financial force to be reckoned with.
It shows that synergy, you know?
Yeah.
When you have a partner who shares your vision, supports you,
mm-hmm.
it can really amplify your success.
It's true, yeah. And, you know, having a partner who understands the industry.
Oh, yeah.
Got to be invaluable.
Absolutely.
Like they say, teamwork makes the dream work.
It does.
Speaking of dreams, Coco Martin, 540 million.
Wow.
He's come a long way.
He has, yeah.
From humble beginnings to the Prince of Philippine independent films.
Right.
To primetime king.
It's a testament, you
yeah.
know. Hard work, perseverance.
It is.
Willingness to take risks.
That entrepreneurial spirit, it's key.
It is, yeah.
He's definitely an inspiration. And then Vizcanda, 530 million.
The one and only.
The one and only stand-up comedian to box office superstar with a successful cosmetic line.
Wow.
He built an empire.
He did.
On his talent, wit, and undeniable charisma.
Vizcanda is a brilliant example of leveraging personality and talent into different things.
He is.
He's not afraid to push boundaries, be himself. And that authenticity resonates, you know?
It does. It does. Speaking of pushing boundaries, Vilma Santos, the star for All Seasons.
Oh, yeah.
525 million.
Wow.
She's gone from actress to politician.
She has.
And she excels at everything.
She does. She's amazing.
I think it's her ability to connect with people, you know?
Yeah.
Regardless of her role. On screen, in office, she inspires trust, admiration.
Yeah.
It's powerful.
It is. And she's not afraid to reinvent herself, which is important.
It is.
In this changing world.
Yeah. Let's not forget Boyabunda, 520 million.
The king of talk.
He's the master of branding, marketing, turned conversation into a media empire.
He really has.
It's amazing he can get anyone to open up.
He can. He's such a skilled interviewer.
He is, but he's also a brilliant strategist.
Yeah.
He understands the power of media.
Yeah.
And he's built this platform that connects him to, like, the most influential figures in the country.
He's a master networker.
He is.
Knows how to leverage those connections.
And let's not forget Chris Aquino, 490 million.
The queen of all media.
Talk shows, movies, endorsements.
She's done it all.
She's like the original influencer, right?
She is, yeah.
Before social media was what it is today, mm-hmm. she understood personal branding.
Yes, and connecting with the audience.
Yeah.
On that personal level.
Speaking of voices that captivate, Regine Velasquez, Asia's songbird, 400 million.
Legendary.
Her voice is truly a gift.
It is.
And she's built a career and a fortune.
She has more than just the voice, though, right?
Right.
The stage presence, the warmth
these
people in, that combination, you know, talent and genuine connection.
It's powerful, and she's still going strong. Now, let's talk about the younger generation of heartthrobs.
Okay.
Daniel Padilla, 345 million.
Wow.
And Sarah Geronimo at 340. Mm. They've built impressive careers in music, acting.
They have.
And they've translated that into some serious wealth.
Yeah, the new wave of Filipino celebrity, leveraging their popularity, endorsements, business ventures.
It's like they're saying, we're not just here to entertain, we're here to build empires.
Absolutely, yeah.
They're smart, talented, ambitious.
They are.
It's exciting to see what they'll achieve.
It is, yeah. The future's bright.
It is. And then we have John Lloyd Cruz. 335 million.
One of the most acclaimed actors.
He is.
Dedicated to his craft.
He is. He's chosen roles that have challenged him.
Yeah.
Resonated with audiences.
Mm-hmm.
He's not afraid to take risks, and that's paid off.
It has, both critically and commercially.
It has, but he's also known for being, like, private selective.
He is, yeah.
It's interesting how he's maintained that mystique.
Yeah.
While still being so successful.
A rare breed in the industry.
He is.
Someone who prioritizes that artistic integrity.
Yeah.
Carefully curates his image.
It's a strategy that has served him well.
It has. It really has.
Speaking of carefully crafted images, Garrick Ramsey, 330 million.
Heartthrob, the athlete.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got it all.
He does. The looks, the talent, the athleticism.
He does. And he's bridged that gap between sports and entertainment.
Yeah, yeah.
You see a lot of athletes doing that these days.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a trend that'll continue?
I think it's natural.
Yeah, yeah.
They're already in the public eye. They have fans, a platform. Mm-hmm. Derek Ramsey's a great example of someone who's capitalized on that.
Makes sense. Now, how can we forget Michael V?
B-Toy.
305 million. The comedic genius.
Jeez.
Making us laugh for decades.
A master of his craft.
He is.
Intelligent and relatable humor.
It's true.
TV, film, music.
Yeah.
A true icon.
He's like the Energizer Bunny of Philippine comedy.
He keeps going and going.
He does. He does. But now we're entering a new era.
Okay.
The rise of the social media stars.
Yeah, it's a new landscape.
It is. Leading the pack, Ivana Alawi, 300 million.
Wow. Impressive.
She's proof you don't need traditional media to build a fortune.
Social media is so powerful now. Self-promotion, brand building.
Mm. Ivana Alawi, she knows how to engage, create content, leverage that online presence.
It's fascinating how social media has just, like, democratized fame and fortune, you know?
It has.
It's not about who you know. It's about connecting directly.
Yeah, building that loyal following.
It's a whole new world of possibilities out there.
It is, yeah.
It's wild, right? Like, a few years ago, social media was nothing.
I got
it. And now it can make or break you.
Absolutely.
But it's not just about social media, though, right? We also have Jessica Soho.
Oh, yeah.
295 million pesos, proving traditional media is still a thing.
Jessica Soho is a legend.
Yeah.
You know, integrity, insights, and she connects with everyone.
It's true. It's kind of reassuring with all the craziness online. There's still that hunger for, you know, real news.
It absolutely.
In-depth reporting, and she delivers.
She does, consistently.
She's a real role model for journalists.
Oh, for sure. Talent, hard work, commitment to excellence. It pays off.
It does. And finally, we come to the last person on our list, but definitely not least, Charo Santos, 290 million pesos.
An icon.
I grew up watching her movies.
Yeah.
To see her still at the top.
It's amazing.
It's inspiring.
Veteran actress, media executive, a true pillar of the industry.
It's like she's done it all. What's the secret? To her longevity, I mean.
I think it's a mix of things, you know? Talent, for sure. but she's also incredibly smart.
Yeah.
Strategic.
Yeah.
Wise choices throughout her career, the roles, the businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always stayed true to herself.
It's true. That resonates.
It does. Yeah.
So looking back at all these success stories.
Yeah.
What are the big takeaways for you? What can aspiring stars learn from all this?
I think the biggest thing is there's no one path to success.
Right.
Manny Pacquiao, global recognition.
Yeah.
Willie Revelem tapped into the Filipino heart.
Mm-hmm.
Some used family, some built their own way up.
Right.
But they all have that talent, the hard work, the strategy.
Yeah. It's interesting how some, like Aga Mulak, kept that consistent image, while others, like Ann Curtis, reinvented themselves.
Yeah, multiple paths, as long as you're smart, adaptable.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's not just about talent anymore.
No, it's the brand, the income streams, the business smarts.
It's about being multi-hyphenate, right?
Yes. Actor, entrepreneur, singer, investor, you name it.
We're not just an artist, you're a business.
You got to manage yourself like one.
And social media, can't forget that.
Oh, absolutely.
The Von Alawi shows you can build it all online.
Yeah, but it's not just posting selfies.
Right.
It's the content, the engagement, the brand building.
It's a whole new world, changing fast.
It is.
But with the drive, the talent, the smarts, anything is possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Maybe someone listening right now will be on the list someday.
Never know. It's exciting to think about the future, the new stars coming up.
Yeah, for sure.
So to wrap things up, I think what we've learned is Filipino celebrity wealth.
Yeah.
It's more than just the glitz and glamour, right?
Oh.
It's the talent, the business smarts, the strategy.
And the willingness to adapt, to evolve.
They're not just entertainers, they're entrepreneurs. They're role models.
They are. Inspiring a whole generation.
And it's a reminder, success is out there for anyone willing to work for it.
Absolutely. And who knows, maybe we'll see another phenomenon like Aldub.
Yeah, who knows? That was something special.
It was.
It was. Well, on that note, we'll leave you with this thought.
Okay.
Could Aldub happen again today? And what would it take in this crazy world we live in?
That's a great question to think about.
It is. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
Until next time, keep dreaming big.